Hi, we welcome everybody to the Wednesday night. You got answers? You got questions, we got answers. I'm not sure who where everybody is. I may be the only one here. With any luck, Wynn and Terry will be here soon. We appreciate all those from BBS who tuned in. Have one more coming in. Would you like to state your name and location, please?
Hi, Cecil. It's Antonio in California.
Hi, Antonio. It sounds like maybe you and I are the only ones here yet. But BBS is already here. So we're on live with them.
Hi, BBS.
I don't know where Hayes and Wynn and Terry are, but... Right at the moment, it seems like it's just you and me.
Yeah, it's we still got a few minutes left.
Are you on the council?
No, I don't know how to get to the council.
Okay, well, I got on accidentally once, so I know what it looks like.
I think it's you go to the free conference calling website and you have to put it in an email and a password or something.
Probably a different password, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, some time ago, 2 or 3 years ago, somebody gave me the right password or the right phone number or something. Anyway, I got on the console so I could see everybody that was on there and when they talked, and so I know what it looks like. I know now when Wynn comes on and somebody else comes on and talks, and he may or may not recognize their voice, but he can see them, the phone number activating a little signal on there, so he knows whose it is. So He's cheating a little bit.
Yeah, and I think they put the people's names in there.
Yeah, the names and maybe the phone numbers. One of the other of them. Yeah, must be names comes up because he always knows what name it is.
Yeah.
Maybe both. Anyway, I was hoping that my daughter from Minnesota would be here today. Hoping to put her in the light. She's had an operation on her eye a day or two ago and has to lay down with her nose to the floor, pointing down for a week or something like that. I don't know how in the world she's going to do that.
The eye has to be facing down?
Say what?
Her face has to be facing down?
Yes, and she's got 5 dogs she has to deal with. So, it'd be surprising to me if she mm-hmm. can accomplish that for that long a time.
Yeah,
and I don't think I could do it.
She needs one of those creepers. I think that's what they're called—the ones that the things that mechanics use to roll under cars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, or even, there we got somebody else coming in. Would you like to state your name and your location, please?
Hello, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good to have you with us. And there's another Hi. One. Would you like to state your name and location, please? But only if you want to.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Antonio. And who is it doing the greeting? Is that Nixon?
Yeah, this is Cecil of C6, C7 from soggy Seattle.
Cecil, hello.
Hi there.
Thank you.
For a while, I was the only one on here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, BBS came on and wanted to know if they could come on, and I said, sure, come on. So they're listening to us.
Okay.
just us so far.
Yeah, just the three of us. I was hoping my daughter, a little mermaid from Minnesota, would be on today. And hopefully she'll make it.
Good. Hope so.
Yeah, I've been trying to get her on here for a long time, and she's up to her eyebrows and all kinds of stuff, and got five dogs to take care of and five kids to worry about. And
oh, wow.
And got lots of stuff going on. So, and she volunteers for all kinds of stuff, and pretty amazing person.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
She delivers Meals on Wheels and has this, Works on building houses for the, what do they call it?
Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does all kinds of fun stuff.
That's great.
Yeah. Welcome to the call. Would you like to name, say your name and location, please?
I'd like to name my location. Hi, Cecil. It's Don in Northern Ohio.
Hi, Don.
Everybody.
Shirley from Central Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Good to have you with us.
Hi, everyone.
Our two Ohio people, did you come in on the same bus?
Room. There comes another one in. Would you like to state your name and location, please?
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Well, Terry,
hi,
welcome.
Terry.
We're glad to
hi,
have
Terry.
You.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Terry, can I ask you a question? I forgot what the name of that stuff was that you were taking that helped with your mitochondria.
That is poly-MVA.
Poly-MVA.
Poly-MVA. Oh, okay. Right.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, I think I might be interested in that, too.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to start selling it.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Great.
We've had a couple of new callers come in. Would you like to state your name and your location, please?
It's Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
That,
how long have you taken it, Terry?
I started getting IVs of it a while back. But I'm not taking it every day at this point.
It's too expensive. Amino acids. Mm-hmm. The MV is minerals and vitamins, isn't it?
It does have some in. It's got a palladium or something in it.
Probably MVA. I don't remember what it said.
Yeah.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello,
Dharmananda.
Poly MVA, that's too expensive to take every day.
Welcome to the next caller. Would you like to state your name and location, please?
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Who's
Hi,
greeting?
There. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Jennifer. Is that Cecil?
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, Antonio. Hi, Cecil.
Hi.
Hey, everybody else.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
I think we had somebody else join us. Would you like to say your name and location?
Sure.
Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Leaving those
casual.
Hi, Wanda. Hi, Wanda. Another one come in. Would you like to state your name and location, please?
Yeah, this is Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Hi.
Hi,
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, folks.
You're next door to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he is.
Well, not next door, but a little ways away.
Closer than I am. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's a long ways away.
Oh, yeah. The whole country between us.
Well, I'm hoping my daughter will be here from Minnesota.
Well, that's a
she said
too.
She's going to try to get in here today.
Oh, that's nice.
Which country are you in?
Minnesota. That's a different
country.
Yeah,
you're in Minnesota. What country is she in?
No, she's in Minnesota. I'm in Seattle.
Oh.
USA.
USA, yeah.
Uh-huh. I thought maybe they're coming in from another country.
Well, they speak a different language.
Oh.
Do you mean coming in, like, coming on the call?
Yeah, she was going to try to be on the call today.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant she's traveling to your house.
Oh, no. Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location, please?
Yeah, my name's Raiden, calling you from Sedona. Good evening.
Hi, Raiden. Positive
greetings.
Hi, Raiden.
How
are you? Hello, Raiden.
Hi.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Raiden comes in on his big white horse, and Wynn comes in on his helicopter, but it's not here yet. Maybe that's him. Would you like to state your name and location, please? Sounds like you're underwater. We can't understand you.
Oh, hey, that's Chris in Memphis. No, nope, that was me. That was.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Say hi to my friend. There's...
Hey.
Chris. Hey, guys.
Hi, Chris's friend.
Hi, friend.
Hi, friend.
Hey there.
Good evening. This is
Ajna. Hi,
Ajna. Hi, Ajna.
Hi, Ajna. Or as Wynn insists on calling you Edna.
Edna.
Yes, or Edna.
We're going to get him converted one of these days. Maybe.
Sorry, I misunderstood you.
Is Mr. Free here yet?
No, I don't think so.
No.
And Heise is not here either. I had to take over his job for him.
Oh, well, right.
You're doing a fine job.
Well, thank you.
Thought I heard Heise.
There's somebody else coming in. Would you like to state your name and location, please?
I'm trying to conference Art in. Let me know if he gets in.
Hi, Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Oh, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Art?
Yep.
Art, yep. Are you in the call?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Dr. Art.
Hey, Dr. Art. Hey there.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey. Art.
Hey, somebody else joined in. Would you like to state your name and location, please? But only if you want to. We welcome you. Another person joined the call. Two more people joined the call. Would you like to state your name and location, please?
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Well, Wynn, welcome to the call.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello,
Wynn.
Who is that?
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
It's Cecil, the C6C Serpent.
I know I'm late. I know I'm late. I'm in trouble.
Yes, you are. That's okay. We're taking care of business.
You know, I'll tell you. I was doing something really important, okay?
Do it.
We were, Terry and I, Terry and I were at happy hour with Daphne and her mother, and we actually had a good time.
All right.
Which is a miracle, okay? And, so I'm driving back to our house. It's about another 3 minutes. I'm going to put the phone. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, she is. She may be muted.
Terry, where are you?
I was muted.
Why don't you tell everybody about meeting with Daphne? Hello to everybody on BBS Radio. And,
That was a good meeting,
huh?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
he was showing pictures of all of the people, the reincarnation of different people.
I have a book of all the people that look like people, right?
Yeah.
That we're pretty sure of that. Pretty sure. Gary, do you want to talk for a moment until I get home?
Okay, well, I'm on my way to. But, you know, you should add to your book, you should add Paul and Pericles.
Yeah, well, I'll add that.
Got a bad echo going on there.
I know, I'm on speakerphone. I'm going to mute my phone. I'll be back on for a minute. And let people ask you questions, Terry. I'll put you in the hot seat. Okay?
Well, you know, I started to wonder in the last days of Paul's life if he happened to be Pericles. And Pericles, if you don't know, he was responsible for a lot of the Golden Age of Athens. And he built beautiful statues and buildings to glorify Athens. I mean, it really promoted the artists.
Who was that, Terry? What's his name? Paul?
His name was Paul Weiland. And I met him, and we had a really big affinity. He died about a week or so ago, but he was 89. And he looked like Pericles, and he thought he might have been Pericles, and he would say things at breakfast, like he would say, "Oh, the food over here is fit for the galley slaves on the ships."
Wow.
Yeah, it's like there were signs, different signs that he could have been Pericles.
Trudy, are you on the call?
What?
Is Trudy on the call?
Trudy? Is Trudy here?
I would have worked with him because, you know, I did a reading with you guys, and I was talking about I worked with somebody in Athens, right?
Are you there?
Yep.
Okay.
I got your question. I got you sent an email question.
Yeah, I was wondering, because then it would be interesting, because you say that, it seems like, yeah, coincidence.
Maybe they'll answer tonight.
Yes, I'm excited. Oh, by the way, the reading was really, really good. I love it. It really resonates. It was amazing. Thank you very much, as always.
Hey, you're very welcome.
I'm wondering if we could put my daughter, Jill, in the light today. She just had a serious operation on her eye, and she's going to be out of commission for a week or two. Has to have her nose pointed to the floor all that time, and I don't know how in the world she's going to do all that. But anyway,
Jill, where is she located?
She's in Minnesota. She works for the Mayo Clinic there in Rochester.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We couldn't do that.
Thank you so much. She was going to be on the call today, but maybe she couldn't make it or forgot or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to call her my little mermaid from Minnesota. Being the daughter of the sea serpent, you see.
Yeah. Okay, we're sending your love light already.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, I got home and Wynn got home.
I'm back.
So he's definitely living in
Sedona now?
She's living near Sedona. She's living in Munns Park.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Is this Nick?
Yes.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hi, Nick.
Hi, everybody.
From Perth.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. How are we all today?
We're all really well. Excited.
It's good. I'm excited. Excited is a great way to be during the day, isn't it? And curious.
I'd love to be here.
I love excited and curious. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. It's awesome. It's good. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Socrates said that wonder is the beginning of discovery.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
How are you today? Everyone seems very quiet today. What's happening?
Well, Terry's just getting home. She's been out and about, and Wynn is also in the same condition, and so they're just coming into their home now. And they'll be with us real soon. We've got quite a few
I'm
people
eating.
On the call already. We got BBS with us.
Yeah, cool.
Welcome those from BBS.
Very calm. I like it.
Now, today I'm at the hair salon with my wife. She's getting a perm. He's about done.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to have to. Sometime soon, I'm going to have to go in there and pay the bill. I'm outside looking in.
You didn't.
You didn't
get a perm.
I got to tell y'all a story. I had a partner, and he said he took his wife to the beauty salon, and when we went to pick her up, he never saw her again. And he was telling somebody else that story, and they said, I sure would like to know where that beauty salon is. Want to take his wife there.
Well, that almost sounds like the
Hi.
Guy that I heard about that got the hearing aid. And the doctor met him on the street a few days later and asked him how he was doing. And they said, oh, great. Well, how's your family like it? And he said, well, I haven't told them about him yet. But he said, I've changed my will 5 times now.
He's hearing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so if you got somebody that's been deaf and you think they're still deaf, you better be careful.
Yeah.
They might have gotten hearing aids in the meantime.
Is Terry on the line?
Yeah. I'm here.
Are you relaxed? I hear you. Are you relaxed?
Well, I'm trying to get my headset working.
Good luck with that.
Well,
okay, I think I got it working.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm relaxed.
Okay. All right. I'm just about ready to start.
We missed Mr. Hyatt today. I don't know what happened to him.
Well, and you say hi to my friend Lisa. Say hi to Wynn.
Hello.
Now, who, Chris?
Yeah.
Is there somebody you invited for the call today?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, she's over here. She's not on the, I mean, she's here with me. Not just on the call.
Now, did you tell her how weird we are?
Well, she'll fit right in. Well, I'll fit right in.
If she's friends with Chris, she knows.
She said she just saw me coming down the stairs before I came down the stairs, which... Yeah, so...
Okay.
Don't take anything weird about it, Sonny. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, Wynn. It's not that.
I wasn't thinking that. Okay. I didn't even know what you thought I was thinking, so I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
I just wanted to listen in.
Well, I'm ready to start. And I don't think anyone's on the console tonight, are they?
Probably not.
Okay, hang on.
We're flying blind.
Hey, we're...
Muted.
Did you get my question, Swin?
Did somebody just say Win?
I was asking if you got my questions.
The recording has started.
This is September 25th, 2019, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our call where people submit questions. And for the benefit of Chris's friend, anyone else that's new, we have been talking, communicating with sources on the other side. And not just deceased people, but the sources that, I guess, how do you describe it for someone that's hearing us for the first time? Okay, sources that are at the top dimension of the universe. And when the first time you hear this, you can't quite believe it, and you shouldn't,
But if you're intrigued, if you have any curiosity about how the universe works, who God is, how miracles happen, who angels are, we get a lot of information about that in our questions. And it's nothing like you would expect, the answers. It's nothing like anything that I've never heard, ever heard in religion or in the Bible. And there are various times in history where our sources were recognized as God. But they say that they're not God in the way we think of God. They're more like our big brothers on the other side. And they can help us, but they have a criteria that they honor free will. They don't want to take us over. And they would say, they have said, that everybody is on a spiritual path, whether they know it or not. But when you start to understand better how the game of life is played, you can be a better player, and you can see how, instead of life just being a day-to-day experience where you think this is all that there is, you get to understand how things work in a higher way and how to live your life not only to enjoy it and have fun, which is okay, but to understand how what we do now affects our future lives and our future destiny. Because most people don't take that into consideration while they're living their life, okay? They don't know if that's true. And hang on a second. So what we do is we have this little invocation of protection. And you don't have to believe anything, but some people feel energy on this line. And the sources we talk to say that they can flow energy into this realm. And they flow energy individually on people. And they would say that they are observing everybody on the line, and they're paying attention to you. And as you get more sensitive to everything, you may start to feel the energy, and you'll start to understand life in a different way. And with that introduction, you know, we have a new person on the line. And Chris, if your friend wants to ask a question, and of course she doesn't know what she's getting into, but ask a question about something in her life, I'll give her the invitation to do so if she likes. Let me unmute you, Chris. I think she's with you. Can you unmute yourself, star 6? Hello, Chris. Now, I don't blame her if she doesn't ask a question. You know, it's kind of intimidating to suddenly be asking a question in front of all these people. So let's get started. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We are pleased to be with each and every one of you this Wednesday, the 25th of September, 2019, planet Earth. We take a moment and we configure ourselves to your planet, depending upon the energies as they are different energies in different areas of the planet. And we take a moment and we position ourselves to come directly to each and every caller who wishes to be contacted or communicated with or touched. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line. That is the voice that is coming through that. If we ever say anything that doesn't make complete sense to you or resonate with you, disregard it, as it is not meant for you at that time. You are the source of your life, although it has the connection with the God realm also. You are the one that is in control and in the direction of your life, and therefore we don't take you over, or we don't do everything for you. We assist where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Our first question is from Edna, formerly known as Edna. Did I work with any philosopher in Athens when I lived there? You mentioned I was in Athens when Socrates was alive. I love his work and was wondering if we knew each other or worked together. Thank you.
Thank you. You did know Socrates, and he would stop by when you were doing various jobs, say like painting a statue. He would stop by and chat with you and talk and ask you about yourself. And you and he had a good understanding, and you enjoyed listening to his philosophies and his
the sayings and the truth that he would present. Sometimes you would even go when a group would be gathered around him and you would join in. Your name had something to do with the Greek name of a flower. That was your artist name.
Now, did Edna happen to know Socrates' wife as well?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Okay. I thought I would tag on a question here of mine. Did I happen to have a life in that period in Greece, in Athens?
We do see that you did have a life back then, and that is all we wish to say at this time.
It was that bad, huh? All right. Can I ask one more question? You can say no. Was I in Sparta?
Give us a moment. You did have some Spartan ties in the area of merchandising and the selling of things. You did have some Persian ties too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. This is from Don Herman. Why are some archaeological sites designed to mirror constellations? The Egyptian pyramids.
What sites?
Archaeological sites.
Oh, archaeological, okay.
Designed to mirror constellations. The Egyptian pyramids, for example, mirror the three stars in Orion's belt. Thank you.
There are several ties. The placement of the pyramids were set to stabilize the crust of the earth. Give us a moment. And the way they line up with the constellations had something to do with the stabilization in connecting the grid lines between the Earth and the meridians of the stars. Because of the placement of the Orion star group, it had to do with the placement of the energies in the pyramids lining up with that the Orion constellations to be able to stabilize the energies on Earth. Also, the star routes that the vehicles of transportation, the starships, traveled had to do with the meridians which were easier to travel, and so they also lined up.
It seems to me that part of the stability of the Earth has to have clear shots of energy input from the higher realms. And by
this is a third dimensional aspect, and so it had to give clear shots with other aspects in the third density.
Yeah. So it's more of a clear shot with the third density energies, not the higher realm energies, right?
Yes.
And so,
although there is harmonics there.
Yeah. But by aligning things with certain directions in the greater universe, it will create stronger energy flows to help ground that particular site.
That
sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I would like to ask the question that there are stories during World War II and in Germany, there was something called the Vril Society. And there was a group of people who were allegedly talking to ET groups and that were some influence on Hitler, although I'm not sure what that influence was. Was this a positive thing that was happening? Was it a service to other group that was involved in that whole episode?
They did have a good purpose, and they did. They were very concerned about the atomic energy, and that the atomic energy be stopped, the atomic bomb be stopped from development and from use on Earth as it extended into other densities, the effect vibrationally extended. And there was a strong movement among the more saner planetary groups. Gee, someone's ringing the doorbell.
I will walk out there. I'm walking out.
Yeah.
Now, don't lose the energy.
Yeah, now they're knocking. All right, I lost the trend here.
Okay. Let me bring back the energy. So we were talking about Germany and something called the Vril Society.
Yes.
And
it's
they
not
were
the same Vril that was known in Tibet, although they're there's some strange tie-in.
It's not the same Vril exactly that we've read about on the internet.
No.
The underground whatevers. Okay.
No.
And was this group Does this group have an interest in the evolution of humans, a positive interest, or were they
They were working on preserving the energies that are very organized between the densities to not have a bleed over with the misuse of atomic energy.
Mm-hmm. I see. And there was an incident that I read about in President Eisenhower's time when there was supposedly an interplanetary visitor, I forget his name, maybe Frank something, and who visited with President Eisenhower in the 50s.
Yes.
And for the same purpose of asking Eisenhower to turn away from nuclear weapons and that they would give support. Was that the same group?
It wasn't the same people, but they were associated with each other.
From the same planet?
No, from the same association of star groups.
I see. So it was essentially a positive interaction.
It was an attempt at a positive interaction.
An attempt at it. And
yes.
What did those groups give up at this point?
Well, they could never give up, but they saw that their interaction was a point that was not accepted, and so it
mm-hmm.
was useless to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are some people that say that there are ETs that have been doing something to prevent nuclear weapons from going off or disabling some of the missiles.
Yes, to show that they have superior powers and the ability to stop the proliferation of the nuclear weapons and to show that they had abilities to turn them off.
Mm-hmm. Was that part of the same group or was that other groups?
It was not the same people but part of the same group.
Mm-hmm. And there's something called a Galactic Federation of Light. When we hear the name the Galactic Federation of Light, can we assume that's positive, or are there negative groups that are using that name also in a deceptive way?
It is positive.
It's positive.
Yeah.
The raw material oftentimes talked about the Confederation. So
yes,
that was positive.
Yes.
Positive source. And are they being effective at this attempt to make sure that nuclear weapons don't go off?
They have some effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the first instance of nuclear weapons going off, of course, in recent times, was in Japan, in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And was that before these groups started paying attention?
it certainly brought it to the forefront. But they were paying attention even before and during the testing.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't stop it. Is there a reason why they didn't stop it?
They preferred to work through negotiation and to see if negotiation could bring reason into the Earth, planetary people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. In other words, they didn't want to work with power at that point.
Right.
Later on, they decided that since negotiation didn't
to see
work,
if they could show that they don't have unlimited power to stop this.
Yes. Okay. All right. Next question is from Valerie in Livermore. I have a friend in Gustine, California, who has a clock that sometimes goes backwards. I've been to her house 3 times, and twice I've seen it happen. It's so crazy. Otherwise, she says, it always happens during a full moon. Is there an explanation for this?
Well, the short answer is yes. Is that the end of the question?
Well, there's another question about a vortex in her backyard, and she doesn't know for sure what it is, and I don't know if that's connected to the clock moving backwards. So she wants to know why the clock moves backwards.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We do see that it is partly due to the positioning of the clock, where the pull of gravitation is stronger at a particular place, particularly at a full moon, and it does affect the sensitive workings of the clock so that it begins to track in a reverse place over a short period.
Thank you. We got one more question. How can we get our subconscious minds to work better for us with more wisdom and good ideas? Thank you. That's from Don Herman in Ohio.
Listen to your conscious mind and let it speak. And the more that it is, you're able to be in touch with that, then the more the subconscious mind can begin to show up and begin to become conscious. And the more sense that everything will make concerning your thought processes.
Thank you very much. It's 6:54. And we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing in just a moment. And if you're on the call, you've never been there, the phone number is 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. And I'll turn it over to our sources to make any closing comments.
Thank you. the thoughts and prayers, and we do send a prayer to Jill, the thoughts and prayers of each of you make a difference in the whole. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And on that note, I'm going to open the lines up. And thank you again for your patience at the beginning of the call. You know, I have to, how can I say it? Always juggle priorities. And, you know, it's been years since Daphne and Terry and her mother and I have been able to sit at the same table and actually have a genuinely good vibe, clear connection. And who knows? Daphne might come back to our calls. She has been on a couple times, and she's usually kind of aloof. But, you know, life has a way of grinding us down, sandpapering us, all of us, in a way that helps us to get through to our highest self. And coming to these calls probably increases the intensity of the sandpapering. So it was an important connection, it felt like. So thank you all for being here.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you. That was you greeting everybody, was it not, Cecil?
That was me, yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, wait. Antonio, he texted me a message, a question. Antonio, I'm sorry, I just remembered, and in the hassle of driving home from happy hour, I didn't look at your message, and we did have time for it, so I'll look at it again, and if it can wait till next week, we'll do it next week, okay? And we'll see you all. Can you? Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not neglecting you, okay?
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
thanks
welcome.
Thanks for your prayers for Jill. We appreciate that.
And you're most welcome.
See you on the other call.